The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. A slew of bills are awaiting Governor Glenn Youngkin's signature after the regular General Assembly session ended last week. VPM News reporter Ian Stewart has details on how some transportation bills fared this year.
For Richmond Delegate Betsy Carr, it was a win-some, lose-some session. The legislature approved the Democrats' bill that would allow local governments to reduce speed limits to below 25 miles per hour.
A number of localities had wanted to utilize this piece of the code, but were not allowed to because there was disagreement about whether they had the right to or whether it was VDOT.
One of the bills that didn't make it through would have allowed cyclists to yield at stop signs, not come to a complete stop depending on certain conditions. Carr says she sponsored the legislation because of a constituent's cycling story.
There was a big truck coming up behind her, and she knew that the truck could not see her. It was barreling down. And in order to survive, literally, she just went on through.
Carr says other lawmakers wanted to study the issue further, but she could introduce the proposal again next year. At least 8 states, as well as Washington, D.C., allow the practice, according to the League of American Bicyclists. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
The Virginia Rural Health Association named Nancy Bell as its new president. The local chapter of the national nonprofit works to promote public health and workforce development in rural areas around the Commonwealth. Bell previously worked as population health manager for the West Piedmont Health District in Southside. About 30% of Virginians live in rural areas. They face challenges like lower access to care and jobs and higher rates of poverty and chronic disease. Henrico's crime rate decreased by 7% overall, according to an annual county report. Eric English, Henrico's chief of police, said firearm-related offenses saw an even sharper decline in 2023.
One of the things we are seeing is we started to see an increase of firearms seized and recovered, which means I feel like our officers are being very proactive in terms of what we're trying to do. The negative part of this is that we're just seeing a lot more people carrying guns.
The report also noted countywide violent crime increased by 3%. That number includes assaults, arson, and auto thefts, among other offenses. The Richmond Battlefield Association is opposing the use of eastern Henrico County land for a planned technology park. The group says the Battle of Savages Station took place in 1862 on 100 acres where development is being proposed, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's requesting that the site be preserved. A previous Henrico Planning Department survey indicated there weren't notable features found on the property. Horrigan, the developer, has offered to conduct an archaeological study of the area. A lawsuit alleging the Commonwealth ignored its constitutional commitment to protect public health by contributing to climate change was heard Tuesday in the Virginia Court of Appeals. VPM News reporter Patrick Larson has the details.
13 young Virginians brought the case to a Richmond Circuit Court in 2022. The judge ruled they could not sue state agencies or officials for the alleged harm. Andrew Welly, an attorney with Our Children's Trust who represents the young Virginians, explains their appeal.
What we're asking for is an opportunity to present evidence in the trial court to prove the harms that they're already suffering as a result of the climate crisis that are increasing to them as a result of the Commonwealth's systemic permitting of fossil fuel infrastructure, locking in further climate change.
The plaintiffs, aged 11 to 20, say problems like heat stroke, tick-borne illnesses, flooded homes, and asthma have been caused or worsened by climate change. The appeals court did not set a deadline for its opinion. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
A plaintiff in this lawsuit is related to a VPM News staff member. That employee was not involved in the reporting or editing of this story. An independent review of a 2022 shooting at the University of Virginia cost $1.5 million. The report was completed last fall, but has not been released to the public, according to 13 News Now. At the time, State Attorney General Jason Meares said attorney-client privilege allowed the records to be withheld. The report details Christopher Jones Jr. allegedly killing three UVA football players and injuring two other students while on a bus returning to campus. Previously, a university spokesperson said the review could be released in early November. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.